旧约圣经的那鸿书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Nahum. The Old Testament, the book of Nahum.
那鸿书呢是在相当的后面，靠近弥迦书，在哈巴谷的前面，哈该书的前面。
It's towards the back of the Old Testament, before the book of Habakkuk, after Micah.
一共只有三章。
It's only three chapters to this book.
我们读第一章第三节。
We will read chapter 1, verse 3.
那鸿书第一章第三节。
Nahum chapter 1, verse
3. 谈到以后我们弟兄姊妹一起同声来读。
Let's read in unison.
耶和华不轻易发怒，大有能力，万不以有罪的为无罪。他乘旋风和暴风而来，云彩为他脚下的尘土。好，这一节圣经啊，非常的特别。
This is a very unique verse.
他说，耶和华不轻易发怒，大有能力，万不以有罪的为无罪。
Because it tells us the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
然后下面呢，他说他乘旋风和暴风而来。
And then it says, in whirlwind and storms is his way.
你们刚才如果听英文的话呢，就发现英文翻译和我们中文的有一点不同。
If you can understand both English and Chinese, you will find out that this translation is a little bit different.
在英文的翻译里面说呢，耶和华的道路乃是在旋风和暴风之中。
The English translation says, "In whirlwind and storm is His way."
这是今天早晨我们要来交通的题目。
And this is our topic this morning.
就是神的道路乃是在旋风和暴风之中。
That God's way is in the whirlwind and in the storm.
我们读彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得是一个非常明白这一节圣经的人。
Peter is one who understands this verse very, very well.
他知道神的道路乃是在旋风和暴风之中。
He truly understands that God's way is in the whirlwind and in storm.
我们读第六节到第八节。
We will read from verse 6 to 8.
好，一起。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。特别喜欢最后一句话，他说：“我们虽然不得见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。”
I especially like the part that says.Though you have not seen him, you love him, and you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
早晨，圣灵也把这个说不出来的、满有荣光的大喜乐充满在我们里面。
May the Holy Spirit place this inexpressible and full of glory kind of joy in our hearts this morning.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
又让我们能够在你的饼杯面前一同来聚集。
You allow us to come together before your bread and cup.
让我们看见你的慈爱永远没有改变。
So that we can see there is no changing to your loving kindness.
你向着我们的旨意也没有改变。
Your will towards us will never change.
虽然我们常常在你的面前是这样的软弱。
Although we're often very weak.
我们也常常离开你的道路。
We often leave your way.
我们甚至是一般愚昧而不明白的人。
We're even people who are foolish and ignorant.
但是你都没有丢弃我们。
But you have not forsaken us.
早晨你又召聚我们在你话语的面前。
This morning you gather us before your word.
主啊，我们求你让我们再能够活在你的恩典的当中。
We ask you, Lord, that we may dwell in your grace.
让我们能够有一个耳朵能够明白你的话。
That we will have a ear that can comprehend your word.
我们并且主要能够有一个心愿来遵行你的旨意。
And that we may also have a desire to be obedient to your will.
向我们彰显你自己的道路。
Lord, reveal your way to us.
好叫我们知道如何来跟随你。
So that we may know how to follow you.
我们就把下面这一个小时的时间交在主的手中。
We commit the following hour into thy hand.
但愿主来使用这个小时。
May you use this hour.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
那鸿书里面就讲到神的道路是在旋风和暴风之中。
The book of Nahum says the way of God is in whirlwind and in storm.
这跟我们一般人的观念和我们的想法不太一样。
And this is a little bit different than our concept.
我们不认为神的道路是在旋风之中。
Because we do not think or consider God's way as being in the whirlwind.
我们总是里面有一个这样的想法，就是神的道路是在青草地上，是在溪水旁边。
We always feel that God's way should be by the green pastures and by the quiet waters.
神的道路乃是在一个充满阳光的一个天气的下面。
And God's way should always be under a day with great sunshine.
但是如果我们读了诗篇二十三篇的话，
But if we read Psalm 23,
你也知道那个路要经过死荫的幽谷的。
You also know that way will go through the valley of shadow of death.
所以的确神的道路不仅仅是在青草地和溪水边。
Indeed, God's way is not only in the green pastures and quiet waters.
在那鸿书里面就特别告诉我们，神的道路乃是在旋风和暴风当中。
The book of Nahum tells us that God's way is in the whirlwind and in the storm.
实在是这是一个奥秘。
This is indeed a mystery.
是许多的人所不明白的。
Many people are unable to understand.
这在历史的上面有许多许多的人不明白这件事。
And throughout history, there are many people who cannot understand this matter.
因此他们不能够跟随主的道路。
Therefore, they are unable to follow God.
他们不知道神的道路是在旋风的当中。
Because they do not believe or know that God's way is in the whirlwind.
在圣经里面有六十六卷书。
In this Bible, we have 66 books.
你们知道哪一卷书是头一本写出来的书吗？
Do you know which book was the first written book?
就是在没有65卷书以外呢，这一卷书是头一个写出来的书。
Outside of 65 books, this book is the first written book.
这一卷书叫约伯记。
And this is called Job.
约伯记写出来的时间呢，比创世纪更早。
Job was written even earlier than the book of Genesis.
当约伯记出来的时候呢，圣经上没有其他的书的，只有约伯记。
When Job was written, there was no other books in this world except Job.
所以在六十六卷书里面，圣灵第一个启示就是约伯记。
And so in the 66 books, the Holy Spirit first revealed to us the book of Job.
为什么神把约伯记首先启示给人？
Why is it that God has first given us the book of Job?
约伯记的中心是什么？
What is the center content of the book of Job?
神要借着约伯告诉人类什么事情？
What is God trying to tell us through the book of Job?
约伯记乃是告诉我们神的道路在什么地方。
The book of Job tells us where God's way is.
这就是为什么神要首先把约伯记 来启示给人。
This is why God wants to reveal to us first the book of Job.
因为神要人知道说他的道路在什么地方。
Because he wants us to know where is his way.
你们如果读过约伯记的话。
If you have read the book of Job.
约伯记有42章。
It has 42 chapters.
我们早晨不可能来讲约伯记。
This morning is impossible for us to talk about the book of Job.
所以我们要用两分钟的时间把约伯记总结起来。
So we will summarize in 2 minutes.
约伯记开始的时候呢，开始的是一个大的旋风开始的。
The book of Job began with a great whirlwind.
因为约伯这个人呢，是一个非常富有的一个人。
Because Job was a very wealthy man.
他不但有许多的产业。
Not only he has a lot of goods.
还有许多的儿女。
He also has many sons and daughters.
他有七个儿子，他有三个女儿。
7 sons and 3 daughters.
非常的丰富的。
He's a man of great wealth.
但是有一天，从旷野里面起来了一个狂风啊。
But one day out of the wilderness, there arose a whirlwind.
就在那一天之间呢，他的十个儿女呢，通通死去了。
And in this one day, all 10 of his children were dead.
这就是约伯记的开始。
This was the beginning of the book of Job.
然后约伯记42章里面。
And in the following 42 chapters,
就在探讨一件事，为什么这件事情会这样发生。
He continues to discuss about one thing, why this thing happened.
然后约伯记怎么结束呢？
And how does the book end?
又一个旋风出来了。
Another whirlwind appeared.
这一次谁在那个旋风的里面？
And this time, who's in the midst of this whirlwind?
耶和华在旋风的里面向约伯说话。
The Lord was in the midst of this whirlwind and speaking to Job.
然后约伯听了神的话以后，
After Job heard God's word,
他说我从前风闻有你，
I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear,
但是今天现在我亲眼见你，
But now my eye sees thee.
所以约伯记从旋风开始，又从旋风结束。
So this book of Job began from a whirlwind and ends in a whirlwind.
约伯记告诉我们神的道路乃是在旋风当中的。
And this book tells us that God's way is in the whirlwind.
神带领约伯的方式和神带领我们的方式是一式一样的。
God has led Job in the whirlwind and he will lead us in the same way.
今天如果我们要在这样的一个世代里面来跟随我们的神。
Today, if we want to follow our God in this generation,
必须要知道神的道路。
We must know God's way.
就是神对约伯所启示的这个道路。
Which is the same way which God has revealed to Job.
他说我的道路乃是在这旋风之中。
He says, my way is in this whirlwind.
神把以色列人带领离开了埃及。
God has led the Israelites out of Egypt.
在旷野里面他们有40年的时间。
And they spent 40 years in the great wilderness.
今天早晨我们没有时间来讲以色列人40年的历史。
Today I don't have time to tell you everything that happened in that 40 years.
我们用一分钟的时间来把它总结起来。
Again, we will summarize in 1 minute.
有一句话在诗篇的里面。
There is one verse found in Psalms.
可以把以色列人40年在旷野的生活下一个结论。
And that made a conclusion of the years the Israelites spent in the wilderness.
在诗篇里面有这么一句话，他说：“以色列人在旷野四十年，他们观看神的作为，但是他们不认识神的道路。”
And it says that the 40 years that the Israelites spent in the wilderness, they have behold the wonders of God's work, yet they do not know His way.
在四十年之久。
In this 40 years,
神的心意乃是要让以色列的百姓认识他的道路。
God wanted the Israelites to know His way.
但是以色列人在四十年之中不认识神的道路。
And yet they do not know God's way through.
他们乃是要观看神的作为。
They have seen God's work.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们也是如此。
Brother and sister, we are the same today.
我们所感兴趣的是神的作为。
We are interested in all God's works.
当我们有困难的时候，
When we have difficulties,
我们总是盼望神来解决我们这个困难。
We always want God to come and resolve our problem.
这是我们与神关系的全部。
And this is all that is to our relationship with God.
我们要神为我们做一件事。
We want God to do something for us.
我们要看见神在我们身上的作为。
We want to see His works in our life.
跟以色列人一样，
We're just like the Israelites.
以色列人在旷野里面每一次遇见困难的时候,
Every time the Israelites encounter a problem in the wilderness,
他们就来神的面前来祷告,
They come before God and pray.
他们要看见神的作为,
They want to see His work.
他们也看见了神的作为,
and they have also beheld His work.
在40年里面, 他们不知道看了多少神的, 作为,
In this 40 years of time, they have seen numerous of God's work.
但是他们不认识神的道路,
But they do not know His way.
如果他们认识了神的道路,
If they know God's way,
以色列人早就进了迦南了,
then they would have already entered into the land.
他们就是因为不认识神的道路,
It's because they do not know God's ways.
他们在旷野花了40年的时间,
They spent 40 years in the wilderness.
虽然看了很多神迹,
Even though they have beheld many miracles,
看到许多的奇事,
They have seen many signs.
但是他们不认识神的道路,
But they do not know God's way.
今天我们是要看神的作为呢?
Today, do you want to see God's work?
还是你要知道神的道路?
Or do you want to know God's way?
我想神的心意，那是要我们每一个人知道他的道路。
I think God's heart desire is for each one of us to know His way.
要不然他也不会说你们来跟从我。
Otherwise, He will not say, come follow me.
主向他的门徒说，你们来跟从我。
God told His disciples, come follow me.
主向每一个信他的, 儿女说, 来跟从我。
And to every believing children of His, He calls out to them, come follow me.
如果我们不知道神的道路, 我们怎么能跟从他呢?
If we do not know God's way, then how can we follow Him?
神的道路, 那是在旋风之中。
God's way is in the whirlwind.
为什么神要把他的道路摆在旋风当中呢?
Why is it God placed His way in the whirlwind?
没有一个人能够比彼得更能够解释这件事。
And no one can explain this better than Peter.
所以彼得在彼得前书里面他就告诉我们了。
And so in 1 Peter he tells us,
他说我们的信心呢要被试验。
He says that our faith must be tried.
就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更宝贵。
Be more precious than gold which is perishable.
然后呢, 就能够在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And so that it may be found and result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
彼得告诉我们为什么神要把他的道路摆在旋风当中。
Peter tells us why God places His way in the whirlwind.
因为神要试验我们的信心。
Because He wants to prove your faith.
因为这个信心经过试验以后呢, 就比金子更宝贵。
After your faith has been proven, then it's more precious than gold.
能够在耶稣基督显现的时候得到荣耀、尊贵和称赞。
And it will result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里我们要稍微讲一下这个字试验。
And here we want to focus on the word proven.
这个试验这个字呢, 在新约里面一共只有用过两次。
This word was only used twice in the New Testament.
这个字比较特别一点。
And this is a very special word.
在许多版本的里面, 翻译都不太一样。
And in, you will find this word translated differently in the various translations.
在我们中文圣经, 和King James的版本里面, 它都翻成试验。
In the King James Version, and also in the Chinese Bible, it's translated as trials.
但是在, American Standard, 跟Darby的圣经里面, 这个字, 翻成证实。
But in American, New American Standard and in Darby's, it's translated as proof or proving.
这个试验和证实有一点不一样。
There's a slight difference between trials and proof.
什么是试验?
What is proof?
试验就是看有没有。
What is trial? Trial is to see whether you have it or not.
当我们要来试验的时候, 我们要看你到底有还是没有。
When you try something, you wanted to test and see if something exists.
如果我们要来试验信心的话, 就是要试验这个人有信心还是没有信心。
If we want to try your faith, that means we want to see whether this person possesses faith or not.
但是这里面这个字呢, 不应当翻成试验。
But this word should not be translated to trial.
这里应该翻成证实。
It should be translated as proof.
什么叫做证实呢?
What is proof?
证实就是要来证明已经存在的那个东西。
Proof is to prove something that already exists.
是已经存在在那个地方。
You already have it.
然后神要借着这个火呢把它证实出来。
And through the fire, God will prove it that it exists.
我们从他用的这个比喻我们就能够明白。
And from the illustration he gave us, we can understand.
他用的是这个人熬炼金子的比喻。
He used the illustration as gold being refined.
如果这个金矿里面没有金子的话，
If in this gold mine you do not have any gold,
那个炼金的人会把这个金矿放进火里面去烧吗？
Then will the goldsmith take the ore and place in the fire to burn?
如果那个金矿里面没有金子，
If there is no gold in this ore,
有人会花这么多力气去烧那个金矿？
Will anyone spend such effort to burn that ore?
因为这个金矿里面有金子。
Because this ore possesses gold inside.
所以炼金的人才会用时间力去烧它。
And so the goldsmith will spend time and effort to refine that ore.
要把那个金子来提炼出来。
To find the gold inside of this ore.
所以当彼得说这句话的时候，他说要让我们的信心来经过试验的时候，
And so when Peter said that when our faith must be proved,
就好像那个炼金的人知道我们里面是有信心的。
It is like the refiner knows that we have faith.
但是我们需要把这个信心提炼出来。
But we need to find and to show the existence of that faith.
所以如果当旋风临到我们，
When the whirlwind comes to us,
如果这个火临到我们，
When the great fire comes into our life,
我们应该高兴欢喜。
We should rejoice.
因为表示我们里面有信心。
Because it represents that we do have faith within.
如果我们里面没有真实的信心，
If we do not have true faith within,
如果我们这个人的心里面真是没有信心，
If we have absolutely no faith in our hearts,
不会有旋风临到你的。
Then no whirlwind will come upon you.
不会有暴风临到你的。
No storm will come into your life.
也不会有火焰临到你的。
No fire will come into your life.
因为里面没有金子。
Because you have no gold.
没有人会去烧一块石头里面没有金子的。
No one will purposely burn a rock that does not have any gold in it.
如果我们今天遇到了难处，
If today we encounter difficulty,
就证明一件事，
It proves one thing.
我们里面有信心。
We have faith within.
而这个信心要被证明出来。
And this faith must be proved.
因此这个旋风就临到我们。
Therefore, the whirlwind comes into our life.
因此这个暴风就临到我们。
And the great storm comes into our life.
因此这个火就临到我们。
And the great fire comes into our lives.
因为这个炼金的人知道里面有金子。
For the refiner knows that he can find gold.
他要把那个金子证实出来。
And he will prove that the gold exists.
如果我们里面这个信心不经过试验，
If our faith has not been proven,
这个信心就是知识上的信心。
Then this faith is just a faith and knowledge.
Academic faith. Academic faith.
Oh, academic faith.
这个经过试验的信心，
A faith that has been proven.
就是一个活的信心。
It becomes a living faith.
这个知识上的信心和活的信心是很不一样的。
And this academic faith is very different than a living faith.
我们常常觉得我们有信心和没有信心。
We often felt that we have faith or we have no faith.
我们其实所说的是这个知识上的信心。
And actually we're referring to this academic faith.
这个知识上的信心是随着年日而增长的。
This academic faith will increase with years.
我们信主的年日越久呢，这个知识上的信心呢就越久。
The longer we believe in Christ, the more academic faith we acquire.
我们就觉得自己有信心了。
We felt that we have faith.
我们觉得自己能够怎么样了。
We felt that we're able to do something.
但是那个信心啊，是可以说但是不能用的。
But that faith can only be talked about and cannot be utilized.
一个有这个知识上的信心的人是可以说的。
A person with academic faith can talk about the faith.
他很能说的。
He is able to explain it.
但是用不上的。
But he's unable to use it.
等到真正或旋风来的时候呢，那个信心用不上的。
When the whirlwind comes to his life, he's unable to use that faith.
而经过那个试验的信心，那是活的信心。
But a faith that has been proven, that is a living faith.
这个活的信心和知识的信心是相反的。
And the living faith is totally opposite to the academic faith.
这个活的信心呢，是说不出来的。
A living faith cannot be described.
你像这个讲讲讲他的信心讲不出来。
If you ask someone to talk about his faith, he's unable to explain it.
这个有活的信心的人呢，他没有办法把那个信心讲出来的。
A person with living faith is unable to explain or tell you about that faith.
但是非常管用的。
But it's very useful.
等到那个旋风来的时候。
When the whirlwind comes.
这个信心能够用得上。
You're able to use that faith.
这非常管用的。
It is very usable faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前呢，要常常要思考这件事。
Brother, sister, we need to meditate about this issue before God.
我们里面的信心是知识上的信心呢，还是活的信心
？Do I have the academic faith or a living faith?
如果我们只是有知识上的信心
，If we only have academic faith,
如果我们在上面来建造。
And if we build upon this academic faith,
我们可以建造的。
We're able to build something.
但是这个建造的都是草木和秸。
But everything we built on it is just wood, stay, and hub.
表面看起来我们这个人蛮不错的。
Outwardly, we may appear to be very good.
我们好像蛮有知识的。
We are very knowledgeable.
交通起来也蛮属灵的。
And when we share, we seem very spiritual.
这人也蛮好的。
And we are a very good person.
但是这个狂风旋风一来的时候啊
But when the whirlwind comes,
一点都不管用的
It's useless.
因为草木和秸一下就被吹走了
Because wood, stubble, and hay will be blown away.
如果我们建造在这个活的信心的上面
However, if we build upon this living faith,
你所建造的就是金银宝石
What you build upon is gold, silver, and precious stones.
也许人不觉得你有什么
Maybe other people do not think you have much.
因为这个金银宝石是说不出来的。
Because gold, silver, and precious stone are hard to explain.
也许你没有办法来表达你里面这个活的信心。
Maybe you are unable to explain and describe the living faith within you.
但是有一天旋风来了。
But one day when the whirlwind comes.
有一天这个火来了。
One day when the fire comes.
有一天这个暴风来了。
One day when the storm comes.
你发现你里面的一点都不动摇。
You discover what you have built inside will not move.
因为这个信心乃是经过试验的。
Because this faith has been proven.
神常常要借着这个环境。
God will often use our environments.
来让我们的信心来经过试验。
To prove our faith.
把我们这里面这个知识上的信心变成那个活的信心。
Transform this academic faith into living faith.
你怎么知道一个人被试验过？
How do you know if a person has been proven?
大家都能说。
Everyone can talk about it.
你怎么知道谁是被试验过的？
But how do you know if a person has been proven?
一个人如果经过了试验以后。
After a person has been tried.
这个人是非常谦卑的。
This person is very humble.
因为他发现里面呢，那个信心小得不得了。
Because he discovered the faith he has within is so small.
当这个狂风一来的时候
When the whirlwind comes,
我们发现我们里面我们自以为有的信心啊，90%都被吹走了
We discovered that 90% of the faith that we thought we had are all blown away
那剩下来就一点点了
And what it remains is very little
我们就谦卑下来
Then we humble
我们知道我们这个人的光景在哪里
We know our true conditions
虽然我们能够说
Although we're able to talk about things
但是我们里面真实的信心是只有一点点的。
But the true faith that we have inside of us is very little.
这个人就真实的谦卑下来了。
And this person will be truly humbled.
看见自己的信心是多么的小。
Recognizing how small our faith is.
虽然小
，even though small，
却是非常的宝贵。
Yet is very precious.
神宁可我们知道自己信心小。
God rather that we know that our faith is very little.
但是那个是宝贵的。
That is very precious.
经过了旋风的试验
After the test of the whirlwind,
我们的信心就剩下就这么一点
Our faith are only left so little.
但是那个是真实的
But that is true faith.
那是经过试验的
That faith has been proven.
那个是比金子更宝贵的
That is more precious than gold.
那个有一天能够得到荣耀，能够得到称赞的
One day that faith will receive glory and praise.
神所要的就是这真实的信心
That's what God is after.
神所要的就是这个金银的宝石。
God is after such kind of gold, silver, and precious stone.
神不要我们外面那些东西。
He doesn't want anything that is outwardly.
神不要我们在知识里面所有的那些东西。
He doesn't want us to have all these academic knowledge.
神不要那些只是会讲的人。
He doesn't want to gain a talker.
神所喜悦的乃是那有真实信心的人。
But what he delights in is those who has true faith.
今天早晨呢，我们在圣经里面，我们看两个人。
This morning we will look at two characters from the Bible.
我们要从这两个人身上看神是如何带领他们经过这个道路。
And from their lives, we will see how God had led them through this way.
神如何把他的道路摆在那个旋风的里面。
How God placed His way in the whirlwind.
也许在这两个人的身上，主可以让我们能够看见主带领我们的道路。
Maybe from these two characters' life, we will see how God is leading us.
我们先看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1.
我们读第八节和第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
哥林多后书第一章第八节第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8 and 9.
我们要从这里面看神怎么样在狂风的当中来带领保罗。
From here we will see how God had led Paul through the whirlwind.
我们读第八第九节一起。
Verses 8 and 9 together.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。这两节圣经就把保罗那个一生的经历把它浓缩起来。
And these two verses condense Paul's life experience.
在这两节圣经里面，我们可以看出神是如何带领他的仆人。
In these two verses, we see how God led his servant.
我们读圣经的时候，我们发现同样的事情。
When we read the Bible, we discover the same thing.
一个越是被神所使用的人，他所遭遇的困难就越多。
And those people who areGreatly used by the Lord, they also have great afflictions in their life.
因为在新约里面，保罗是神所大用的一个仆人。
In the New Testament, Paul was one vessel greatly used by God.
因此，保罗所遭遇的难处就比其他的人更多。
Therefore, he has endured more afflictions in his life.
我们每一个人都觉得，我们的难处呢，是世界上最大的难处。
Each one of us always think that our problem or affliction is the greatest in this world.
你是不是这样想？
Don't you think that way?
我的难处呢，是世界上最难的。
My problem is the most difficult in this whole entire world.
今天早晨我们客观的来比较一下。
And today, if we look at it and compare it this morning.
好，我要你把现在想你的难处。
I want you to be thinking about your problems now.
好，然后我们来看保罗的难处。
And then we will be looking at Paul's problem.
我们来做一个客观的比较一下。
And let's compare it.
是你的难处大呢，还是保罗的难处大？
Is your, do you have more difficulties or Paul has more difficulties?
保罗说他被压太重了，力不能胜。
And Paul says that he was under great affliction and burdened excessively beyond his strength.
哎呀，我们都很有同感啊。
We all felt the same way.
这时候我们大家觉得，哎呀，我们都是这样。
We felt that we have the same experience.
啊，被压太重了。
We are burdened excessively.
力不能胜了。
And beyond our strength.
这时候我们觉得，哎呀，我跟保罗差不多的。
Now we felt that we are about the same, on the same level as Paul.
哎呀，我记得那个，去年呢，第一次付这个大学学费啊。
I remember last year was my first time paying college tuition.
啊，我到了学校，我就开了一张很大的支票。
I went to the school and I had to write a really big check.
然后给他以后呢，他就收起来了。
And after I paid it, and he took it.
我说那个收据呢
？Yeah, I said where's the receipt?
他说我们学校不给收据的。
So our school does not give you receipt.
我说我给你这么多钱啊
！I said I have given you so much money.
最少给我一个收据嘛
！At least you should give me a receipt.
哎，我是很不放心啊
！And I was very uneasy.
我说那不行，你也把那个我的支票呢复印给我。
I said no, then you need to make a copy of my check for
me. 他说好，他就把支票呢复印一下给我。
And so they finally agreed and copied made a copy of my check and gave it to me.
啊，这个压力很大的哈。
The burden was very great.
他没有想到一学期很快就过去了。
And a semester passes very quickly.
那到一月份了，又要交学费了。
January, I had to pay tuition again.
啊，还是那么大一个数字哈。
It's still a great number.
也没有减少。
It did not decrease.
哎呀，被压太重了。
We are burdened excessively.
力不能胜了。
Beyond our strength.
啊，这个我们都有同感。
We all can identify with him.
但是，我们有没有到连活命的指望都没有了呢？
But have we lived to such a point that we had the sentence of death?
我是还没有。
I have not experienced.
我还没有到那个程度，连活命的指望都没有了。
I have not lived that to the sentence of death.
但是保罗被到了带到一个境界哈，他说活命的指望都没有了。
But Paul has been led to a realm that he was under the sentence of death.
所以保罗带到一个地方呢，他没有办法再走下去了。
Paul was led to a point that he can no longer press on.
今天有没有带到这个地步了？
Today, are you at this juncture?
活命的机会都没有了。
That you cannot even have the hope of living.
神在人的身上的工作总是如此的。
This is always the way God will work in our life.
要把人带到一个地方，他走到尽头了。
He will take us to a point that we come to our end.
因为人如果不是走到尽头的话，人是走自己的道路的。
Because if we are not being brought to an end, then we're always walking on our own way.
人总是要走自己的道路的。
We always want to walk on our own way.
除非有一天神把我们带到一个地方，走到了尽头，我们走不下去了。
Unless one day God will bring us to a point we come to our end.
神在摩西的身上是这样带领。
God had led Moses.
神在约瑟的身上，在大卫的身上，在雅各的身上都是这样带领。
God has led Joseph, David, and Jacob.
所以神在你我的身上也不例外的。
And so God will lead you the same way.
所以要把我们带到一个地方，我们发现靠着自己是走不下去了。
God will lead us to a point that we will discover by our own strength we're unable to press on.
当我们走不下去的时候
，When I'm unable to press，
这个时候神才能够在我们身上工作。
This is a time God can begin His work in us.
因为神的工作乃是在复活的根基的上面。
And because God's work it is always based on the foundation of resurrection.
神的工作永远是根据复活的原则。
And His work is always based on the principle of resurrection.
因此，神首先要把我们带到坟墓的另外一边去，他才能够在我们身上工作。
First, God must bring us to the other side of the tomb, then He can begin to work.
我们如果不肯到坟墓的那一边
，If we're unwilling to go to beyond the tomb,
神就不能在我们身上。做复活的工作。
God cannot do the work of resurrections in our lives.
神的工作呢是以复活为根基的。
God's work is always based on the resurrection.
所以神怎么样来在我们身上做复活的工作呢
？So how does God do the work of resurrection?
所以神先要把我们带到坟墓的旁边。
First, He needs to lead us to the side of the tomb.
保罗说：“被压太重，力不能胜，连活命的指望都没有了。”
Paul says that he was burdened excessively beyond his strength, and he even lost the hope of living.
这个时候，保罗被神带到那个坟墓的旁边了。
This is the moment that Paul has been led to the side of the tomb.
不能再走下去了。
He's unable to press on.
再走下去就进坟墓了。
If he take another step, it will be into the tomb.
然后下面一节，保罗说自己的心里也断定是必死的。
And Paul says in his heart.He also believed that he will be dead.
这是什么意思?
What does that mean?
如果你们读过罗马书，你就是知道了。
If you have read Romans, you will understand.
这叫做看自己是死的。
It is to consider yourself as dead.
所以保罗到那个地步啊。
Paul has come to a point.
他看自己是死的。
He considered himself as dead.
这个时候神就把保罗放在坟墓里面了。
This is time God placed Paul inside a tomb.
然后他说：“叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。”
And he says, "Now I no longer depend on myself, but rely upon the God who raises from the dead."
这个时候，保罗从坟墓里面起来，到了坟墓的另外一边。
This time, Paul was raised from the tomb and come to the other side of the tomb.
他开始 依靠叫死人复活的神啊。
He began to rely upon the God who raises from the dead.
他乃活在坟墓的另外一边。
He is now living on the other side of the tomb.
神可以在他身上开始做复活的那个工作了。
And God can now begin to do the work of resurrection.
神在每一个器皿身上的工作的道路都是这样。
God uses the same way in each and every one of His vessels.
你看，神在摩西的身上带领也是如此。
This is how God has led Moses.
当法老要来杀摩西的时候
，When Pharaoh was pursuing after Moses' life,
摩西连活命的指望都没有了。
And Moses was despaired of living.
所以他跑到米甸的旷野。
And that's why he ran into the wilderness of the Midian.
因为在埃及活不下去了。
He can no longer live in Egypt.
在埃及走不下去了。
He cannot take another step.
他跑到米甸去了。
He ran to the desert of Midian.
在米甸又过了四十年了。
He lived there for 40 years.
这四十年里面呢、啊，摩西对自己真是没有盼望。
In this 40 years, he lost every hope of himself.
他看自己像看是死了一样。
He considered himself as one who was dead.
在四十年以后，摩西认为这个自己啊已经不存在了。
After 40 years, he did not think.That he even exists.
他存在和不存在都不太重要了。
It doesn't matter whether he exists or not.
但是就是在他自己看自己是死的时候
，Just when he considered himself as dead.
神把摩西从坟墓里面又拉起来了。
God raised him from the tomb.
然后叫他在最后的四十年里面
，And use his final 40 years.
不靠自己。
So that he will not live,
只靠叫死人复活的神
but live by the God who raises from the dead.
所以在最后四十年之间，四十年里面，摩西乃是活在坟墓的那一边。
In the last 40 years of Moses' life, he lived on the other side of the tomb.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常讲，我们要跟随主。
Brother and sister, we often say that we want to follow the Lord.
我们常常有一个羡慕，我们要来跟随主走十字架的道路。
We often have a desire that we will walk on this way of cross.
我们走十字架的道路。
We want to walk this way of cross.
不能老是在十字架的这一边。
But we cannot always stay on this side of the cross.
你在这里，在十字架的这边老讲十字架的道路。
If you are talking about the way of cross on this side of the cross,
我们要到那一边去讲。
We need to talk about it on the other side.
要在立十字架的另外一边
On the other side of the cross
要在坟墓的那一边
On the other side of the tomb
所以我们有一首诗歌大家不知道记不记得
So we have a hymn I don't know if you remember
就讲到我们今天呢乃是在活在坟墓的另外一边
It talks about that today we live on the other side of the tomb
弟兄姊妹你愿意活在坟墓的那一边吗
Brother and sister are you willing to live on the other side of the tomb
你是要看神的作为呢
Do you want to behold God's works?
还是要看到神的道路呢
Or do you want to see his ways?
在坟墓的两边有很大的差别。
There's a great difference between the two sides of the tomb.
我们可以在坟墓的这边我们来讲主的话。
We can talk about things of God in, on this side of the tomb.
就是神学理论。
And that is theology.
不过就是神学理论。
It is only theology.
讲的再多都是神学理论。
No matter how much you talk about it, it is just theology.
不过是鸣的锣，不过是响的吧，就是。
It is just sounding brass.
我们要在神，要在坟墓的那一边来讲神的话。
We need to be on the other side of the tomb to talk about God.
那是生命，那是经历。
That will be life and experience.
所以我们今天早晨唱的这首诗歌很好。
This morning the hymn was very good.
橄榄是很好啊。
Because olives are very wonderful.
但是要入榨。
But it must go through the press.
要成榨。
It must become crushed.
如果不成榨的话。
If it is not crushed.
就不能成油。
It will not become oil.
那橄榄的目的就没有办法达到。
And then it loses its purpose for existence.
我们就是一个橄榄。
We are just an olive.
神在我们的身上的目的是要得到那个油。
God's purpose is to gain oil from that olive.
那必须要成榨。
Then we need to be crushed.
那个拿达如果不成高的话，就没有芬芳。
If the anointing 拿达
spikenard?
If the spikenard is not... If we want to find fragrance from spikenard,
就要让它成为膏。
We need to make it into...
Anoint oil.
We need to make it into an oil.
那个葡萄呢, 就需要入榨, 才能成酒。
And the grapes must be pressed in order to find wine.
如果我们看到主的道路,
if we see God's way,
我们就不会再来拒绝那个旋风和暴风。
We will no longer reject the whirlwind and the storm.
因为我们知道神的道路在其中。
Because we know God's way is in it.
神的心意也在其中。
God's heart desire is also in it.
我们再看另外一个例子。
We will look at the next example.
我们读路加福音第22章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章。
Luke 22.
31到34节。
Verses 31 to 34.
路加福音22章31到34节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 34.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
主又说，
Simon, behold, Satan
Verse 54. 把他带到大祭司的宅里，彼得远远地跟着，他们在院子里生了火，一同坐着。彼得也坐在他们中间，有一个使女看见彼得坐在火光里，就定睛看他，说：“这个人素来也是同那人一伙的。”彼得却不承认说：“女子，我不认得他。” 彼得说：“你这个人，我不晓得你说的是什么。”正说话之间，鸡就叫了。主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话，今日鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我。他就出去痛哭。所以我们要看，神怎么样在彼得的身上带领他经过这个旋风。在这个旋风来临之前呢，
Before the whirlwind comes,
主先告诉彼得了。The Lord has
already told Peter.
我们主非常好的。Our
Lord is always very kind.
31节他说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们，像塞麦子一样。”Verse
31 says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat."
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要眷顾你的弟兄。But
I have already prayed for you. And your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
你也许会问说，耶稣怎么知道？
Maybe you will ask, why did Jesus know?
耶稣怎么知道撒旦要来塞彼得？
How did Jesus know that Satan wants to sift Peter?
因为在撒旦要来塞彼得之前，
Before Satan wants to sift Peter,
他一定要得到神的许可。
He must gain permission from God.
他一定要到神的面前得到那个许可。
Satan must come before God to receive the permission to sift.
如果撒旦没有得到神的许可，
If Satan has not received permission from God,
他不能来筛彼得的。
He cannot come to sift Peter.
所以在三十一节里面，那个原来的那个正确的翻译是撒旦请求要来得着彼得。
And the correct translation in verse 31 says, Simon obtained by asking a permission to sift Peter.
Satan.
To sift.
Yeah, to sift. Yes. 所以这是一个我们非常得到安慰的一件事。
And this is something that gave us great comfort.
不管今天发生在我们身上是什么样的事，
No matter what happens in our life today,
如果我们是蒙恩得救的神的儿女，
If we are saved by God's salvation,
没有一件事能够临到我们，如果神不容许，
Nothing can come into our life without God's permission.
这件事神是许可的。
This is something God permitted him to do.
所以神还告诉了彼得。
And so Jesus told Peter,
撒旦要来筛你，像筛麦子一样。
Satan will come to sift you like wheat.
为什么神要让撒旦做这个事？
Why does God allow Satan to do this thing in Peter's life?
因为这个筛麦子是一件好事。
And because being sifted is a good thing.
因为当筛了以后呢，这个糠和麦子就分开来了。
After being sifted, you separate the chaff from the wheat.
神所要的是那个麦子。
Because God is after the wheat.
神不要那个糠的。
God doesn't want the chaff.
所以这个仇敌要来筛的时候，
So when Satan comes to sift him,
正好能够达到神的目的。
It would accomplish God's purpose.
所以神给他那个许可，让他去筛。
And that's why God gave Satan the permission to sift.
因为筛出来的那个麦子，神就得着了。
After Satan sift Peter, God will obtain wheat.
那撒旦得到什么呢？
What did Satan receive?
得到了一大堆的糠皮。
He has received a bunch of chaff.
所以你觉得撒旦很笨啊？
He said that Satan is very stupid.
他为什么工作的这么辛苦呢？得到的都是糠皮，把麦子归给神呢？
Why does he work so hard and to receive the chaff and give the wheat to God?
因为撒旦他是骄傲的。
Because Satan is very prideful.
他不相信神可以达到他的目的。
He does not believe that God can gain his purpose.
但是神永远能够达到他的目的。
But God is and always gain his purpose.
所以神要让这个彼得被筛过。
God allowed Peter to be sifted.
那个糠皮啊，就代表知识上的信心啊。
And the chaff represents the academic faith.
那些都要被筛掉的。
And those will all be sifted out.
然后留下来的就是真实的信心。
Remains is living faith.
这个彼得听了以后呢，他不太高兴的。
Peter was not very happy when he heard about this.
他非常不高兴的。
He's very unhappy.
所以他就说了一句话。
And so he said,
他说，主啊，我就是同你下监。
He says, Lord, I'm ready to go to both to prison.
同你受死。
And to death.
也是甘心。
I am willing to do so.
哇，非常伟大。
He's very great.
很少人能够这样说的。
Not many people can say things like this.
十二个使徒里面只有他一个人这样说的。
In the 12 disciples, he was the only one who dared to say it.
愿意与主同下监，同死也是甘心。
He's willing, he's ready to go both to prison and to death.
彼得不是一个说空话的人。
Peter is not the one who just who bluffs.
所以当那个兵丁把耶稣带走的时候。
And so when the soldiers took Jesus away,
门徒都跑掉了。
All the other disciples ran away.
但是彼得没有跑。
But Peter did not run away.
彼得说到做到的。
What he said, he meant it.
他说他要坐监，他是愿意坐监。
He's willing to even go to prison with the Lord.
所以要跟着他的跟着那个抓耶稣的人就跟去了。
So he followed those people who took Jesus away.
远远的跟着。
He followed them at a distance.
一直跟到大祭司的院子里面。
And he followed them until he went into the courtyard of the high priest.
这是一个非常危险的地方。
This is a very dangerous place.
因为他是跟耶稣一党的人。
And because he was a person belonging to Jesus.
被人认出来，他就要上十字架了。
If people recognize him, then he will also have to go to onto the cross.
所以他所做的事情是非常的危险的。
So what he has done was already very dangerous.
但是彼得觉得自己义无反顾啊。
But Peter did not worry about himself.
所以他就在那里。
So he stayed and persisted there.
他们生火了。
They kindled a fire.
他就坐在那火的中间。
He also sat in the midst of the fire.
彼得这个时候心里想 我要跟随主跟到底啊。
At this time, Peter thought, I will follow God to the end.
别人都跑掉了。
Everyone has run away.
我彼得一定要跟随主跟到底的。
But I, Peter, will follow Jesus till the end.
他住在那个地方。
So he sat there.
就没想到啊，这个狂风来了。
But without knowing, the great whirlwind came.
这个狂风呢，是一个小使女的形态出现的。
The whirlwind appeared in the form of a small servant.
哎，我们主很幽默啊。
God is very humorous.
哎，这个狂风来的时候呢，是一个很小很小的一个小使女啊，可能就十几岁的。
When the whirlwind appeared to Peter, he came in the form of a small servant girl, probably a teenager.
哎，这个小使女来就看看彼得，定睛看他。
And this servant girl stared and looked at Peter intently.
哎，这个要跟随主跟到死路的人啊，被这个小使女一看啊。
And this person who has a heart desire to follow God to death, to follow Jesus to death,
啊、小
女, he was being looked at a servant girl.
小使女就说了一句话。
And the small girl said one thing.
她说你也是同那人一伙的。
This man was with him too.
这句话呢，就把这个彼得完全打倒了。
And this word knocked Peter down completely.
我们在这里停一下，我们把时间暂时停一下。
We want to pause here.
因为彼得马上就回答，但是我们先不讲彼得的回答。
Because Peter replied immediately, but we will not talk about his response.
我们把这个时间呢，把它定住在这个地方。
We want to pause the time here.
当这个小女使女这一话一出来的时候
，When the small servant girl spoke these words,
这个彼得就被在坟墓的旁边了。
Peter was brought to the side of the tomb.
他就要说是。
He should say yes.
他就下去了。
Then he will go into the tomb.
他就可以与主同死了。
Then he would die with the Lord.
他在坟墓的边上。
He's already at the side of the tomb.
下去还是不下去？
Whether he should go down or not.
这个时候啊，这个彼得的这个满腔的那个信心啊，通通蒸发掉了。
At this moment, his whole heart full of faith has evaporated.
突然他就说，我不是。
So he immediately responds was,No, I'm not.
这个时候他里面的那个所有的那个信心啊，都蒸发了，没有了，通通没有了。
At this moment, all his faith evaporated and is gone.
他站在那个坟墓的旁边，他不肯下去。
He stood at the side of the tomb. He's unwilling to go down.
这就是我们的光景。
And this is our condition.
我们的难处在什么地方
？What is our difficulty?
就是在这个地方。
Right at this juncture.
当神把我们带到一个地步。
When God has led us to a point,
就到了那个坟墓的旁边。
We have come to the side of the tomb.
你下去还是不下去
？You go down or not?
我们就发现了，我们站在坟墓的边上，我们看一看，发现信心的都蒸发掉了。
And we stand at the side of the tomb. We look around and discover all our faith are evaporated.
我们下不去。
We're unable to go down.
在家庭的生活的当中。
In the midst of our family life,
我们常常遇到同样的情形。
We often encounter the same situations.
就是这个家庭走不下去。
Is that this family cannot continue?
好像站在那个坟墓的旁边，走不下去。
As if we are standing at the side of the tomb, we're unable to go down.
这个时候怎么办
？What do you do at this moment?
坟墓在这个地方。
The tomb is right here.
我们走不下去了。
But we're unable to take the step.
有一个人，最少有一个人，要愿意下坟墓。
There needs to be at least one person who's willing to go down.
如果有一个人肯下那个坟墓的话
，If one person is willing to go down,
这个婚姻就有救了。
Then there is hope for this marriage.
这个婚姻就走得下去了。
This marriage is able to continue.
但是哪一个人肯下坟墓呢
？Who's willing to go down?
两个人都不肯。
Both of them are unwilling to go.
最好对方下坟墓。
You'd rather the other one go down to the tomb.
两个人都不肯下坟墓。
Both of them are unwilling to go down into the tomb.
结果谁下坟墓呢？
Then who goes?
婚姻下了坟墓。
Marriage went down to the tomb.
家庭下了坟墓。
The family is now in the tomb.
两个人都不肯下坟墓。
Because both are unwilling to do so.
这是彼得那一天的难处。
This was a difficulty for Peter that day.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神给他第二次机会。
God gave him a second chance.
这而且很快就来了。
And very quickly the second chance arrived.
又有一个人呢。
There was another person.
他说你也是与他同伙的。
He says you are also with them.
这神的怜悯，他给彼得第二次机会。
By God's mercy, Peter received a second chance.
刚才不肯下，现在又来了一个次机会啊。
And the first time you're unwilling to go to the tomb, now you get a second chance.
但是彼得说，仍然逃避。
And Peter still ran away from it.
但是我们主仍然怜悯他。
But God still had mercy on him.
让他想一想。
Give him some time to think about.
给他一个小时。
Give him an hour to consider.
过了一个小时以后呢？
So after about an hour had passed,
又有一次机会了。
He received his next chance.
这是最后一次机会了。
Also his final chance.
这次又有一个人来了。
Another man came.
这个人就说了，他说你实在是跟他同伙的。
The man insists, saying, says, certainly this man also was with him.
因为你是加利利人了。
Because you are Galilean too.
大概彼得不小心说了话了。
Maybe Peter, began to talk to other people.
被人听出他的口音了，说你是加利利人呢。
And other people recognized his accent and could tell that he was from Galilee.
彼得很生气啊。
And Peter was very angry.
说你这个人啊，我不晓得你在说什么。
He says, "Man, I do not know what you're talking about."
然后呢，鸡就叫了。
And immediately the cock crowed.
我们再把时间再停上来一下。
We pause back again.
彼得三次不认主。
Three times Peter had denied the Lord.
鸡也叫了。
And now the rooster crowed.
但是彼得没有什么感觉。
Peter did not have any feelings.
在那个时候，彼得仍然没有什么感觉。
At that moment, Peter still didn't feel anything.
他不知道他做了三次这样的事。
He did not realize that he has denied the Lord three times.
仍然住在那个地方。
He still sat there.
好，这个时候。
But at this moment.
这是另外一个重要的一个时刻。
And this is another critical moment.
这时候我们的主耶稣就转过来了。
Our Lord Jesus turned.
就看着彼得。
And looks at Peter.
所以彼得也看到我们的主。
And Peter also looked at the Lord.
好，下面呢就是最重要的一件事。
And then what it follows is the most important thing.
彼得就想起来主耶稣跟他说的话。
Peter remembered the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这就是这个重心了。
Brothers and sisters, this is the focal point.
彼得就想起主耶稣的话。
He remembered the word of the Lord.
如果彼得没有想起主的话的时候，他里面是没有感觉的。
Before he remembered the word of the Lord, he has no feeling in his heart.
他甚至不知道他做的是什么事。
He even did not realize what he had done.
但这个时候他就想起主所说的话。
But at this moment, he remembered the word of the Lord.
这是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的工作就是让我们想起主耶稣的话。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit is causes to remember the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这就是这一段故事里面的这个重心啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is the most important point of this story.
就是圣灵把主耶稣所说过的话在提醒在彼得的里面。
The Holy Spirit will remind us the words which Jesus has spoken.
所以圣灵做一件彼得所做不到的事情。
And the Holy Spirit has done something which Peter cannot do himself.
彼得下不了那个坟墓。
Peter is unable to go down to the tomb.
但圣灵就做了彼得所做不到的一件事，就把彼得带进了那个坟墓。
But the Holy Spirit has done something Peter is unable to do by himself. That is to bring him down into the tomb.
因此彼得出去痛苦啊。
Therefore, Peter went out and wept bitterly.
从那个时候，彼得活在那个坟墓的里面了。
From that time on, Peter lives inside the tomb.
他对自己完全的失望了。
He has lost complete hope of himself.
他乃是被圣灵带到那个死地。
He has been brought to the land of death by the Holy Spirit.
他心里面所有那些不属于神的都被吹走了。
And all the thing that is in him that does not belong to God has been blown away.
但是剩下来的，我们感谢神，是那个不能毁坏的信心啊。
But what it remains is the imperishable faith.
那留下来的，那是比金子更宝贵的。
What it remained in him is more precious than gold.
然后到了约翰福音二十一章的时候。
In John chapter 21,
我们的主就把彼得从那个坟墓的里面又提起来了。
Our Lord Jesus has raised Peter from the tomb.
用他自己的大爱。
With his own great love.
所以彼得就到了坟墓的那一边。
And Peter went to the other side of the tomb.
他才能够写出彼得前书。
That's how he's able to write the first Peter.
他告诉我们，我们的信心要经过试验。
He tells us that our faith must be proven.
才能够比那个金子更为宝贵。
So that it will be more precious.
所以彼得乃是从他个人的经历里面来说这句话。
And Peter spoke these words from his own personal experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见神的道路乃是在风浪的里面。
But and sister, we see that God's way is in the storm.
如果我们今天遭遇到一个风浪，
If today we're in the midst of the storm,
我们当怎么样在风浪里面来跟随主呢？
How do we follow the Lord in the midst of the storm?
我们读马可福音。
We turn to the Gospel of Mark.
第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章第四十七节。
Mark 6, 47.
这里讲到门徒遇见风浪的一个经历。
And here it tells us the experience that the disciples has encountered a storm.
我们要再从这一段圣经里面来学习我们在风浪的当中如何来跟随主。
From these scriptures, we will learn how to follow the Lord in the midst of the storm.
我来念就好。到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上，看见门徒因风不顺摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
And when it was evening, the boat was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone on the land, and seeing them straining at the oar, for the wind was against them. At about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost, and cried out, for they all saw him and were frightened. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. And he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were greatly astonished.For they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their heart was hardened.
在这一段事情里面，我们可以学到三方面，我们如何在风浪里面来跟随神。
In these scriptures, we can learn how to follow the Lord in three aspects.
头一件事就是，在这个风浪的当中啊，不管我们看见或者是看不见，主都在风浪的里面。
And the first thing we can learnis when we are in the midst of the storm, whether we see it or not, the Lord is always in the storm.
因为神的道路在风浪里面，神也在那个风浪的里面。
Since God's way is in the storm, God is also in the storm.
我们有的时候没有看见。
Sometimes we cannot see him.
不表示神不在其中。
But it doesn't mean that God's not in the midst of it.
如果是神所许可的。
If God has allowed this to happen,
神必然在其中。
He has to be in the midst of it.
他说云彩是他脚下的尘土。
He says the clouds are the dust beneath his feet.
虽然神好像被云彩暂时的遮住了。
Temporarily, God is covered by the cloud.
但是你看见一个人脚下的尘土，就知道那个人在那里。
But when you see the dust behind someone's feet, you know that person is right there.
因此我们要认识神就在那个风浪其中啊。
And we want to know God and know that he is in the midst of the storm.
在第二件事情我们所学到的
The second thing we learned,
就是在这个风浪的里面最宝贵的是什么
that what is the most precious thing in the midst of the storm,
就是要能够听见主的声音、啊、
that That is, we can hear his voice.
这里当主对他们说话的时候
，When the Lord spoke to them，
他说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
He said, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid."
这个时候，他们的心里面得到何等大的安慰
！And this is the time that they receive such comfort in their hearts.
不在乎那个风浪有多大
，No matter how great the storm was，
乃在乎你听得到、听不到主的声音。
But it matters whether or not you can hear the Lord's voice.
如果你不能听见主的声音
，If you cannot hear His voice，
就是一个很小的风浪也是可怕的。
Even a small storm, it is awful to you.
如果我们能够听见主的声音
But if you can hear God's voice,
再大的风浪也不可怕
even, You don't even need to be afraid for the greatest storm
第三方面
Thirdly
当主在我们的船上
When the Lord is in our boat
我们就不怕风浪
We will not be afraid of the storm
弟兄姊妹我们好像一座小船
Brother and sister, we are just like a small boat
我们航行在这个世界的大海的里面。
We are traveling in this great sea of the world.
这个世上有许许多多的风暴。
And in this world there are many storms.
我们只要确定主在我们的船上。
As long as we are assured that God, that Jesus is in our boat.
我们就不怕风浪。
We will not be afraid of the storm.
不要注重那个风浪。
Don't focus on the storm.
要注重主在不在我的船上。
But focus on whether or not Jesus is in your boat.
如果主不在我的船上
，If Jesus is not in your boat,
那这个船就没有方向了。
Then this boat is traveling without a direction.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在我们的风浪的里面。
The Lord is in the midst of the storm.
我们要听主的声音。
We will hear His voice.
我们要让主在我们的船上。
We want Him to be in our boat.
我们就不怕任何的风浪。
And we will not be afraid of any kinds of storm.
因为风浪不过是要来试验我们的信心。
Because the storm only exists to prove our faith.
有一天，当我们见主面的时候
，One day when we see the Lord's face，
那个被试验过的那个信心，就是我们给神最好的礼物。
And the faith that has been proven will become the greatest gift we can offer to God.
神的道路在旋风和风暴之中。
God's way is in the whirlwind, is in the storm.
今天神要向我们来呼召。
Today He will call out to you and I.
你们来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
在你的旋风和风暴的当中来跟从我。
In the midst of the whirlwind and the storm, come, follow me.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
你把你自己的道路再向我们显明。
You have shown us your way.
但愿我们在主的面前，起来来跟随主。
May we all rise up to follow the Lord.
把那个愿意的心摆在我们里面。
Lord, give us a willing heart.
看见主的道路乃是在旋风和风暴中。
Cause us to see that your way is in the whirlwind and in the storm.
我们也愿意起来在这个旋风当中 来跟随主
That we may be willing to follow you in the whirlwind and in the storm
求主不断向你的儿女发声
May you continue to sound out your voice to your children
求你不断的与我们同在
May you continue to be with your children
所以我们能够在风浪的当中来跟随主
So that we're able to follow you in the midst of the storm
等祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.